Better Nutrition presents Talk Healthy Today, brought to you by Europharma. Remember to visit them at europharmausa.com.
Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy, it's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Stress has been with us since, well, the beginning of time. That's not necessarily a bad thing. Short-term stress can generate the impetus necessary to convert thought into action, whether that action is planting a garden, meeting a deadline, or escaping from a fire. In fact, stress has been the force behind much of humankind's progress through the ages. But when stress becomes the norm instead of the exception, it can have major consequences for both mind and body. Today, we're going to discuss how stress can affect your overall health and hopefully chat about some easy ways to decompress your stress, everything from healthy habits to relaxation exercises to calming supplements. It truly is a part of our life these days. It's not very uncommon to hear everybody in your life saying that I'm under stress or stress is taking over my life. Let's talk a little bit about stress and the symptoms of some of the stresses we feel. Our heads are pounding, we can't sleep, we're forgetful, anxious, and just plain irritable. Well, it's a familiar scenario, one that millions of Americans experience every single day when stress becomes a constant companion. Stress has been with us forever. And we have to remember that the way we react to our stress is probably more important than the actual stress itself. Our reaction to stress, known as fight or flight, is a built-in response that helps to ensure our success, well, our survival. When faced with danger, humans experience a complex chain of biological changes that instantly put us on alert. It begins in the hypothalamus, a tiny cluster of cells at the base of the brain that controls all automatic body functions. The hypothalamus triggers nerve cells to release norepinephrine. That's the hormone which tightens the muscles and sharpens the senses. At the same time, the adrenal glands release epinephrine, better known as adrenaline, which makes our heart pump faster and our lungs work harder to flood the body with oxygen. The adrenal glands also release the hormone cortisol, which helps the body convert sugar to energy. Once the threat has passed, the parasympathetic branch of the autonomic nervous system, it takes over, allowing the body to chill and return to normal. But unlike our ancestors who only had to deal with occasional saber-toothed tiger or club-wielding enemy, we are often subjected to 50 or more stressors a day. Unfortunately, our bodies can't make the distinction between life-threatening events like a fire and the frustration of being stuck in a traffic jam. As a result, stress-related healthcare costs have skyrocketed. In fact, it's estimated that 80% of all visits to doctors are for stress-induced illnesses, including cardiovascular disease, diabetes, gastrointestinal problems, skin and neurological conditions, and immune system disorders. Stress may even play a role in cancer. How can what goes on in your head have such a detrimental impact on your health? If you've ever gotten sick right after a stressful event, you've seen how stress can impact your immune system. Although the immune system is initially given a boost during that fight or flight response, if the stress persists, the nutrients needed to meet the demands of stress, particularly protein and the B vitamins, well, they're depleted. Living in a world of wall-to-wall stress also results in immune-suppressing levels of stress hormones, epinephrine and norepinephrine. And high cortisol levels can put a damper on your natural killer cell activity. Cortisol can also have a negative impact on your cardiovascular system. When researchers from VU University Medical Center in the Netherlands evaluated data from 861 people over the age of 65, they found that those with chronically high cortisol levels were 5 times more likely to die of cardiovascular disease. Earlier research suggests that elevated cortisol levels can also cause red blood cells to clump together. The blood becomes thick and sluggish, increasing the risk of hypertension, stroke, and heart attack. Long-term stress and anxiety have been implicated in gastrointestinal problems like irritable bowel syndrome. A new Australian study shows that many patients find relief from their gastrointestinal symptoms once they have learned to manage their stress levels. Stress can also make some of our pre-existing medical conditions worse. Diabetics are significantly affected by stress since physical or physiological stressors can inhibit insulin production. People with epilepsy find that stress can trigger a seizure. Those suffering from asthma are also more susceptible to attacks following a stressful event. When it comes to mental health, too much stress can lead to poor concentration, depression, and the uneasy feeling that we're not really, well, in charge of our own lives. However, studies show that the following herbs can help us better manage both the large and small stressors that come our ways. Now, herbs have been used for centuries to calm anxiety, counteract insomnia, and help people adapt to stressful situations. While these nervines and adaptogens and sedative herbs won't eliminate stress, they can help you cope with life's daily struggles and hassles and make your body less responsive to the stress hormones that undermine good health and mental well-being. Whether you suffer from chronic stress or just an occasional bout with anxiety, combining great quality herbs with a healthy lifestyle can help you rediscover your inner zen. We need to remember that although these wonderful herbs I want to talk about are so beneficial, we have to remember that they are tools in a toolbox that we are really creating in our life with all the things that make our life better and healthier. Drinking water every single day is a tool. Getting our 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night, quality sleep, is a tool. Having a positive attitude, reducing the negativity in our life, being able to do some kind of an activity that we don't mind doing on a regular basis to keep our blood circulation moving, keep weight down, and also put our body more at ease, control our mood, and help to hopefully get rid of some of the depressive feelings that so many people have every day. All of these things together are tools, and all of them together are necessary to help us put our body back in balance. It's not just about the herbs. It's also about making some of the decisions that are necessary that we have to make to be able to find a better balance in our life. I think one of the biggest problems we have is that many of the stressors in our lives are coming from the things that we are involved in, connected to every single day, our jobs. Some people are in jobs that are so stressful, but they need to work, and they maybe been doing it for a long period of time. And, you know, every single day, by the end of the week, they get to the point where they are just so stressed out that the first day off is basically just collecting themselves and decompressing to have one day to kind of, you know, get themselves back to normal to start that shift all over again. Some people have a great job and a great work life, and then they come home to a very bad home life. These are another whole level of stressors: relationships and financial stress and marriage stress and kids stress and, you know, the things that we go home to every day. And then we have another group of people that have the bad work life and the bad home life, and that's pretty intense. And sooner or later, you're going to get to the point when you crash or burn. Or crash and burn, because you're not going to be able to keep withstanding the amount of stress that's going in your mind and the stress that we're putting on our bodies. So we have to take some of these things and look at them. We have to pull them out of the tool chest to make sure that we have them in there in the first place. If we're not sleeping, we need to start working on our sleep. If we're not exercising, we need to start doing something. We need to look at the food we're consuming. Are we eating a standard American diet? Are we staying in foods that are highly inflammatory? And the reason I stress that is because our diets, being so inflammatory, cause everything in our body that's going wrong to be worse, and they intensify our ill health. That's why the Mediterranean diet has become so popular, because it is an anti-inflammatory way of eating. And kicking the junk food and the fast food and the processed food and the pre-made foods and the microwavable foods and the reconstituted foods, all of those things to the curb. And eating a good quality diet, giving our body the tools it needs to rebuild and rejuvenate. These are things that are all important. Now, some of my favorite, these wonderful herbs that are very beneficial, I like the herbs above and beyond. omega-3 fatty acids, a good whole food multiple vitamin, maybe even a separate stress formula. But some of these herbs, many of them on the planet for centuries, have been used in many, many cultures as the go-to herbs. We may be hearing about them for the first time. Ashwagandha, one of my favorites. Among the best-known adaptogenic herbs, ashwagandha improves the body's reaction to frequent or ongoing stressors, thanks to a wealth of compounds that boost resistance to stress. In fact, studies show that taking ashwagandha on a regular basis reduces cortisol levels and increases antioxidant activity. The result is less of that flight or fight and more calm. During one randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study involving 64 individuals with a history of chronic stress, those taking about 300 milligrams of ashwagandha extract twice daily for 60 days showed significantly lower stress scores. Serum cholesterol levels were also substantially lower in the ashwagandha group compared to those in the placebo group. In another clinical trial, researchers studied the effects of standardized extract of ashwagandha, or the negative effects of stress. The participants subjectively reported increased energy, reduced fatigue, better sleep, and an enhanced sense of well-being. The participants showed several measurable improvements, including a reduction of cortisol levels up to 26%. To experience these benefits yourself, look for a supplement that is standardized to a minimum of 2.5% with thanolides. Get a good quality, and that's the other thing about our supplementation. We want to choose quality because at least this way, we know we're going to have a better chance of getting the results that we're trying to get. Numerous studies support Eleuthero's ability to improve work performance, enhance mental function, and generally increase your body's capacity for stress. Research demonstrates that the compounds in Eleuthero, especially Eleutheroside E and Syringin, support adrenal function, blunt the fatigue that results from insomnia, bolster immunity, and inhibit elevated cortisol levels. Very effective. I recommended Eleuthero many times over the years. I have people that use a combination of Eleuthero and ashwagandha together. Kind of a nice balance of calm with energy, or energetic calm, let's call it that. And today I think finding, you know, that happy balance is really difficult. Have you seen how we've changed with our stress? We see people working over computers and you see them rubbing their necks and rubbing their shoulders and cracking their neck and stretching and trying to find comfortable positions in the chair. And although our stress is draining us, the first thing that we think about doing is stimulating. We run to the vending machines and we run to the break rooms and we go to the quick mini marts on the corner and we find anything that's stimulating and energetic and full of sugar, anything to give us what we need to get through the day, because we're really not relating the draining that stress puts on our body and the reserves that are used up just to be able to deal with the amount of monumental stress that we come in contact with every single day. And there's a lot of it. People say that sometimes they just stress themselves out. Now, that's true. Many times we do have a time when we are stressing ourselves out, but it doesn't mean we're doing it all the time. It just means that maybe we need to take a look at the big picture, and rather than just dealing with the symptoms, maybe find a way, you know, to find the cause and where it's coming from. You want to see more of what's coming up on the show? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Instagram or Twitter and let us know what your favorite healthy habit is. Then listen in. You might hear it mentioned right here on the show. And let's face it, walking into most health food stores, well, it'll boggle the brain. Faced with shelf after shelf of supplements, how do you know what to choose? Better Nutrition can help. Better Nutrition is the healthy shopping magazine, packed with useful information on a variety of health topics, as well as deliciously healthy recipes and good-for-you lifestyle tips. Every issue will help you stay up to date on the best products and advice for optimal wellness. Pick up your copy of Better Nutrition at fine health food stores near you today. I do want to mention a couple things. So, you know, try to mention a website, you know, every show, mindtools.com. Another great stress avenue to look at. The app of the week is called Headspace. It's a guided meditation app for iPhone and Android, something to take a look at. A book you might want to look at, it's called Stress, 17 Stress Management Habits to Reduce Stress, Live Stress-Free, and Worry Less by Linda Westwood. These are all important tools. Once again, it is about the tools, because the tools are allowing us and affording us a better chance of being able to, you know, take hold of our life and get it back again. Because I know that if you were to poll 1,000 people on a Saturday at a busy event, and you asked every one of them to rate their stress from 1 to 10, I think, and I probably think it's a pretty good guess, that most people would say 7 or more. And I think we've just learned to live this way. I think we've just become a group of individuals that have just, you know, accepted stress, not even maybe realizing that it's not just about using medications to cover up the problems, or to eat ourselves into oblivion, or stop eating completely. With stress, some people overeat, some people just don't eat at all, you know, and some people take up really bad habits. We smoke too much, we drink too much, you know, our behaviors are altered due to stress. I don't think that many of us realize that we can change it with a little bit of different focus. You know, I was at a grocery store a couple of weeks ago, and I was standing in line, and there was a lady in front of me, and she had a little son with her, and he was in the wagon, and he was probably three, and she was, you know, taking things out of the cart, and she says, okay, we'll be done in a couple of minutes, and he looked right at her, and he says, I'm so stressed, and I started laughing. I couldn't help it, and she kind of got a giggle out of it as well, and then I thought to myself, has this word just become a major part of our lives? And it really has. I mean, most of it with good reason. Some people use the word stress because of lack of organization, or they forgot to do something, or they want to get out of something, an event or something. They can just say, I'm just too stressed to deal with that right now. I think so. We've kind of, the word is intermingled in our language in many different ways. But the bottom line, we can deal with real stress by having all of those things in place: the sleep, the food, the water, the exercise, the mindset, and also some of these wonderful nutrients we're talking about today. Another favorite of mine is kava kava. Nervines like kava kava can soothe mild to moderate anxiety and get it kind of imbalanced. It's a ceremonial herb from South Pacific. Recent studies show that kava is more effective than placebos without the adverse side effects common to many drugs often prescribed for anxiety. In one review of 7 scientific studies, researchers concluded that a standardized kava extract was significantly more effective than a placebo for soothing anxiety. Another study found that kava substantially improved symptoms after only 1 week of treatment. Other studies show that kava may be effective as the prescription anti-anxiety medications. In fact, according to one study, both kava and Valium measured lower cortisol levels and caused similar changes in brainwave activity, suggesting they may work in the same ways to calm the mind. While concern over kava's safety made the news several years ago, a recent study published in the Journal of Clinical Psychopharmacology found that the herb was well tolerated and showed no adverse effects on liver function. The trial, which involved 75 patients with generalized anxiety disorder, also found that kava also eased symptoms, showing the most benefit in those with severe anxiety. It was also effective, so effective that 26% of the participants in the kava group were classified as in remission by the time the study ended. Lavender oil, one of my favorites. I actually have a little trick with lavender oil. I tell people to, you know, when you take out your laundry out of the dryer and you use those dryer sheets and we usually simply throw them away, I tell people to save them, smooth them out, and set them on top of the dryer. And before you go to bed at night, put about 8 to 10 drops of lavender oil on that dryer sheet, and then put it between the pillowcase and the pillow. There's nothing that brings calm to a stressful day faster than lavender. It's a fragrant herb and has been clinically shown to create psychological changes that induce relaxation. One trial found that sniffing lavender created positive changes in heart rate and brain function among 10 healthy young women. Lavender has such a pronounced effect on stress and anxiety that other clinical trials suggest that its aroma can improve sleep, reduce the intensity of pain, and can alleviate stress-related endothelial dysfunctions among night shift workers. But lavender's benefits aren't just limited to its soothing scent. A recent study review appeared in the International Journal of Psychiatry. A recent study review that appeared in the International Journal of Psychiatry and Clinical Practice found that a daily dose of an oral lavender supplement eased anxiety, improved the quality and duration of sleep, and enhanced overall quality of life in as little as 2 weeks. This is really good information. You know, I think that many of us are still learning about some of these things. And, you know, some of these things have been around for a long time. Passion flower, another amazing herb. If stress and anxiety are keeping you up at night, try passion flower. Used for centuries because of its calming and sedative properties, modern studies confirm the herb's efficacy for anxiety and insomnia. During one double-blind, placebo-controlled study, Australian scientists evaluated the effects of passionflower tea on a group of 41 volunteers. Half of the participants were given passionflower tea. The other half were given a placebo tea that looked and tasted the same as the herbal brew. Both groups filled out a sleep diary for 7 days and completed a state trait anxiety survey on the seventh morning. At the end of the study, those sipping the passionflower tea experienced significantly better sleep quality than those in the placebo group. Plus, unlike prescriptions or over-the-counter sleep aids, passionflower won't leave you feeling groggy the next morning. More recently, a study that appeared in the Journal of Anesthesia reported that passionflower extract effectively soothed anxiety in a group of patients scheduled for spinal anesthesia. The clinical trial also showed that when given just 30 minutes before the procedure, the herbal extract worked quickly to calm the patient's fears. Amazing. Things that are around, you know, and have been around for such a long time, and yet, you know, we may be learning about them for the very first time. Rhodiola is another adaptogen. Russian research indicates that rhodiola reduces stress and fatigue, improves memory, enhances concentration and physical fitness, and increases overall well-being. Better yet, rhodiola stimulates the immune system, enabling the body's own defenses to ward off the effects of stress. Now, these are all things that are wonderful. Many people try combinations of them, and they also try to find things that might just, you know, make their lives just a little bit less stressful. Keep in mind some foods. Believe it or not, asparagus, the green veggie, high in folic acid, which can help to stabilize your mood. A lot of the green vegetables can be very beneficial. Almonds, you ever looking for something to dig your teeth into when you're stressed? Try crunching on almonds to get some aggression out. A good source of B2 and vitamin E, as well as magnesium and zinc. Almonds are high in fat, but mostly the fat is unsaturated. Blueberries, another rich antioxidant you hear about all the time, very effective for stress, high in vitamin C. And then, of course, omega-3 foods like tuna and salmon and mackerel and halibut. Those are all foods that are very, very effective. Make sure you're staying hydrated as well, because sometimes dehydration can also cause major stress levels that are sometimes out of control. So don't forget, when you're looking at stress, it's great to find a great herbal combination above and beyond your basic foundation of nutrients. But remember, sometimes we have to take a step back and maybe find out where this stress is coming from. I think the biggest problem is when we finally realize that it's work or a relationship or a friendship or a group or an organization you're a part of. And sometimes we have to make those really tough decisions. But when you're weighing out stress and your health and your longevity due to that stress affecting your health, sometimes tough decisions are things we have to make. But remember, there are beautiful, wonderful products available that are out there. And of course, you know, information at your fingertips. Don't forget to pick up your copy of Better Nutrition Magazine at fine health food stores near you today. Vital, crucial, and relevant information. Every single issue. You know, I learn a lot, and I never stop learning. I consider myself to be kind of a sponge, and I think the great thing about learning about nutrition is that, one, you get to pass it on to other people, and two, you get to update your own memory banks, because some of the things that, you know, I've been talking about for 35 years on the air have changed, and better, more effective ways of getting healthy and staying healthy are now available. So we have to be able to update too. You can't teach old dogs new tricks. And I think sometimes we just have to be reminded that life is short, but we need to enjoy it. And we also need to make the changes, take the responsibility, and realize that we may be our own worst enemy sometimes with a lot of self-induced stress. So take the time to do something great for yourself and get your stress under control. I think you'll be glad that you did, because you'll be able to, from that point forward, start enjoying your life, well, just a little bit more. So remember, a good night's sleep, lots of water, good food, exercise, positive friends, cut out the negativity, and your stress might just get better under control. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is the Talk Healthy Show on Radio MD, brought to you by Europharma. Visit them at europharmausa.com for more information on this and all of my segments. Remember to go to my radio show page at Radio MD and look for the on-demand podcast for download. I hope you have a great day and stay well. I'm sorry. My best friend is dying of brain cancer, and I've been living at the hospital, and I'm a little brain dead. I apologize.